Welcome to Afyem Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chal Daf Chof Aleph in the Oizvar Odor edition. Perek Sheni, beginning of Aloha Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Misheinu yechol la'asoyis isosoy b'taharo. One cannot do his dough in taharo, his tummy. So what should he do? Ya'aseno kavin. He should make it less than a shear, because a shear of Chal we'll see in the next daf is a kav and a fourth. So he makes it a kav, he makes it less than a shear. So it's not a chayav in chalo. Va'al yasena betumo. Don't make chalo if it's tummy. Rabbi Kiva Omer yasena betumo va'al yasena kavim. Kiva says no. Make it betumo. Make it tummy. Chalo with tumo. It's better than doing a kav than not doing chalo at all. What's the reason? Shekeshem shu koreh le'tohiru, kach koreh le'tumo. If he makes a chalo, he does a frosh's chalo, he does the bracha. He's creating the frosh that he wants him to do. Doesn't matter if it's taharo or tameo, he makes a chalo. Aval kavayim, meaning if you do only kavi, make it less than shear, ein lem chalo b'shem, doesn't have the name chalo. Meaning it's better to bring the chalo that the Torah wants you to do, even though it's tame, than not do chalo at all. Hoyse yisosu kavin, he made the yiso in small pieces, v'nogu ze b'zen, and the small pieces touch each other, p'turim min chalo ad sheyishoichu. They're still potim in a chala until they start biting from each other. We'll see a little bit more about it in the Gemara. If he takes it out of the oven and he puts it into a basket, the basket joins it together. And the simple understanding of the Mishnah is this, but the fact that in the same basket, that connects them together. Says the Gemara, we're talking about doing mitmeo. What does it mean doing mitmeo? He's tum. As we learned in the previous daf, if you're within four meal to get to someone, a gabel, who could do a bit taharo, you should go there. So here we talk, he's not able to go there, he's too far. So now the Gemara is trying to mevar to check, what is the distance you have to walk? We know it's four meal, but is it in four meal and including four meal, or up to four meal? So that's what the Gemara is asking. Ma, pokos arba meal yaseh bit taharo. If it's within less than four meal, then he has to go do bit taharo by the gabel who's tar. Our boss meal, but if it's our meal exactly, yasero kavin, then you make it small pieces, as Rabbanan said. Yarbo meal, or maybe you tell me, four meal, including four meal, yasero taharo. Yarisumabo meal, yasero kavin. More than four meal, do kavin. In other words, is it four meal is ad bichlal or veloy ad bichlal? So the one is shreen and minadol, let's look for the following. Domar b'chio barvo, kegoin kisrin. Kisrin is the name of a city. And b'chio barvo said, kisrin is the distance that I have to go from my place. My place is Tveria. And the distance between me and Kisrin, that's the distance you have to walk to Beit Taharo. So the Gemara Chofa Amud Beis, the Kisrin lav arbos mil in hi. Kisrin is four mil from Tveria. So you see that four mil is the distance you have to walk. It is four mil exactly. Hador mo, you see from here, arbos mil yasar Beit Taharo, four mil you still have to do Beit Taharo. Only yoyser ma arbos mil yasar kavin. Only if it's more than four meal. Then you don't have to do bataro. Ravami hoyuri b'kfar shami, he made a oyuro in this location. Lasois iso gdoilo betumo. Make a very big dough and do betumo. And as someone's going to point out in a moment, that's a chur like Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. Simo v'aloin shomar ba'as milin. There is less than four meal to get the gabo bataro. Why does it say to do betumo? Go do it in bataro. And just like one, we command the Naharu Mavsik, there's a river there in between this location and the location we have a gabel, Kimishiesha Basmil, as if there is four mil over there. So the Gemara, Mastis, the Rebbe Kiva, this goes like Rebbe Kiva. The Rebbe Kiva, Omei, I said Betumo, Vali, I said a Kavin, he says it's better to do Betumo than to make small pieces out of it. And that's what you're saying. So the Gemara, no. Isa Gedoy Lohoiso, it was a very large piece of dough. It was easier for them to walk a very long distance, not to cut into small pieces. The tircha and the headache of cutting into small pieces was so much greater than walking. Now walking, you're not required to do. So if you're not required to do the walking, you're not required to do the cutting into small pieces. If it's already small, so I tell you, leave it small, don't make it big. But to cut into small pieces, which is a big headache, I don't ask you to do it. The same way I don't ask the person to go a very long distance to do betahara. So therefore here everybody agreed that he could do the big piece betumo. Says the Gemara, aval, kavin, elim, chalo, b'shem. Small pieces, yunami, kai, mitzvah, chal. Says the Gemara, michlef, l'shitos, sodei, rekiva. This argues on another rekiva. Tamun omer, theory says, there means later in Perek Dalet. Neitel mikav challah. Here the Mishnah says that if you have a kav and you took challah out of a kav, does it work or not? So the Rekiva, it does work. So who you see the Rekiva holds that even a kav, there's obligation of challah. Says the Gemara, no. Tamun l'shavar b'mohocha l'chatchilo. There is, if you went and did challah from a kav, it's fine. But l'chatchilo, don't go do a fresh challah from a kav. A kav is not mechuyu b'chalo. If you did it, Rabbi Kiva hold, it is chal. So the Gemara, b'lo zoimer af v'chule. So we saw in the Mishnah that the basket joins together the dough. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoino, Rabbi Chia b'sha b'yechanon, Rabbi Yosef Eimi b'sha b'yechanon, v'ein shenosho. When we say that the basket joins it together, it's only if it's biting from each other. Meaning, he says you need both. You need the dough to touch each other and to be in the same basket. So the Gemara is Tanoi, there's some brides that say Tani has some mitzarf. Vein atano mitzarf. Dafko, a basket, but not the oven. He's Tanoi Tani, atano mitzarf, vein atano mitzarf. Some say the opposite, that the oven joins it together, but not the basket. Omar b'yichanon, ita say be mide chilfai. I learned the explanation of the sugyo from the Amoyer named Chilfai. Noshu, if they bind each other, kamikam tzarf, everybody agrees, if the doughs are binding each other, so if they're in together in the basket or the oven, they connect. Loi noshu, they're separated, they're not binding from each other. Kamikam tzarf, as we saw before, you need to have neshicho, you need to have them binding from each other in order to have a connection. So then in basket nor the oven connects them together. Says the one of Chobes and Aleph, Mastiso ki goin ilon rifto de bovel. And the Bryce is talking when you have these big pieces of challah that are connected together because they're so big. You put them together in the oven, and they're so big, so large, and therefore they're considered to be that they're noishich, they're like biting, but it's not so clear if they're considered to be biting or not. They're not literally biting from each other, but they're overlapping each other. So here you have a machlekes. One mandarmat says that the oven connects them, and the other one says that the basket connects them. And as Reb Chaim concludes, that's the pshat, the end of the Mishnah. But it says, even just taking out from the oven, these type of breads, they're touching each other. Once they reach the basket, they connect, because you have it in a shichel. It's good enough of a shichel when they're one on top of each other, and they're connected in the basket. With this, we conclude, Yoshal Michalo, Daf Chof Aleph.